It's not like when you're reading a book and you're just saying it out loud. God's word says that his word will not return void. And so when we speak those words, his words, they're out doing stuff. As soon as it comes out of your mouth, you've declared it, it is going forth, and it is doing something. So you may be sitting there today and going, well, I don't feel any different. I don't look any different. It doesn't matter what we see. It doesn't matter what we hear. It doesn't even matter what we feel sometimes. The bottom line is when we speak God's word, he says it is finished. It is done. So then you just start speaking to the symptoms and say, no, no, I'm not going to say yes to that. Nope. I'm standing on God's word and the truth in his word, and that's what I choose to believe. Amen? So I just want you to know, just because you're saying something up on the screen, that it's not just words today. It's power. He says his word is alive and active and powerful than a two-edged sword. Amen. So you have your Bibles today. We are starting on something new. You can go to Luke 5. In my house, there is a new fever going on, and it's the fishing fever. My boys and Steve are all of a sudden into fishing, and I was praying all week on where we were going next with our tithes and offerings. And I was driving home yesterday, and I looked off to the side, and there was a man sitting in a boat with a fishing pole. And the Lord said, fishing. And I was like, fishing? Okay, I don't think I've ever done tithes and offering with fishing before. But all of a sudden, he started bringing out some points in my head about fishing and about financial blessing. So we're going to go fishing. Is that exciting to you? I know my boys are excited. So let's go ahead and read Luke 5. And it's the passage of scripture, we've read it before, where Jesus is speaking to the people, but they're crowding around him, all trying to hear, and they keep pushing him further and further back to the Sea of Gennesaret. And he needs some place to go because he's running out of land. And so he asks the fisherman that's nearby, can I use your boat? And he says, sure, Lord, go ahead, use my boat. And so he gets in and he finishes his sermon in a boat that's owned by a man named Simon. And he tells Simon after he's done speaking, I want you to go, and I want you to go back out fishing. We'll pick it up right there in verse 4. And he says, when he finished speaking, he said to Simon, put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch. And Simon answered, Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, we will let down the nets. And when they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. I want to ask you a question. Have you ever stopped to think about the odds of when you go fishing that you catch a fish? Yes. Let's just stop and think about this just for a minute. You are throwing the biggest maybe lures might be about that, into a massive amount of water, and the fish could be absolutely anywhere, and yet I see men and women, fishermen in general, go out all the time to fish, thinking in their hearts, I'm going to catch one. But when you really think about the odds of that little teeny tiny bait being a fish swimming by at that exact moment and getting it, that takes a lot of faith. Fishermen have a lot of faith to think that they can, even industrial-sized fishermen, I mean, maybe not as much anymore because we have the sonar things, but back in the day, to take their nets out and throw them out and believe that they're going to get a haul. For most of us, when you really stop and think about it, it's kind of loony. It's kind of crazy when you think about it, that they go out there and they throw their nets and they're just sure they're going to get something, right? Or you see those fishermen, like I know Rose's dad is a huge fisherman. And I mean, he goes out and he's expecting he's going to get something. But his odds are probably like 1 in 1,000 or 1 in 1,000,000 that his bait goes down in the right place at the right time and a fish comes along and decides, yeah, I want that one. Have you ever thought about that before? I mean, people think we're crazy for believing for finances, but I think fishermen are crazy, right? Because it takes so much faith to believe that your little worm is going to be picked out of the guy that's five feet down from you that he's not going to get it, it's going to be you. And I can remember back in the day when my grandpa was a huge fisherman. Actually, both of them were, but my grandpa Sneer was a river fisherman. And so he would go to the Willamette River and he would put his pole in, you know, one of those massive poles that are like 10 feet tall. At least it looked that big when I was a kid. And they have like the spikes in the ground and they sit there and they wait for the salmon. And it is no problem for them to wait. They walk up and down, chat with each other. It is not a big deal for a fisherman to wait. They're okay with waiting. Why? Because they know at any moment that bell is going to go off and their pole is going to bend over and they are going to pull in the biggest salmon that anyone has caught today. And my grandpa was older, but that man could move when the bell went. When that bell sounded, he became a sprinter, an Olympian, right? Running through rock, chucking, because you had a certain amount of time that you had to set that hook, right? Boom, to be able to get that fish. And then it was pure paradise for every fisherman on the beach because they all gathered around. They were all so excited that someone had caught the big one, right? And there was, oh man, they would measure it over and over and they would swap stories and 25 people down would come up and go, I heard it was this big. Can I see it? You know, and really it was like this big. But, you know, every once in a while you'd get the big one. But they had no problem waiting. They had no problem believing today was the day they were going to get the big one. And if all of us who are tithers and givers would just catch hold of a little bit of fisherman in us, we'd start seeing some amazing things happening in our finances. Sometimes when you give your tithes and offerings, you think this, well, I'm doing this because I have to. But when was the last time that a fisherman got in a boat or on a dock or on the side of a bank and they said this, well, I'm just doing this because I have to? Is that their attitude? No. I've seen Randy. I've seen the smile on his face when he knows he's going fishing. It's like from ear to ear. It's like, hallelujah. And Ella is getting that. Ella's getting that smile on her face. They love to go fishing, right? It's an exciting thing. You don't look with it as drudgery. They look with it as excitement. So I'm going to preach too much. Okay, so in verse 6, this is the key verse for us. So when they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. What had they done? What does the verse before, actually two verses before, say? Jesus had given them what? Instructions. Jesus had told them what to do, and they were doing it. And as a result of that, what happened? They got so much, they couldn't even contain it. The nets started to break. Every single week, you come and you hear either Pastor Steve or I share something in the Word about finances. These words are not something that we just create up on our own. The Lord blesses us with insight to be able to see something. And it's a message from the Lord for you. And if you will be obedient to do what he's sharing with you to do, guess what's going to happen? You're going to have so much that your nets are going to start breaking. I don't know about you, but that gets me excited. So we are going to be doing some fishing. Now, fishing is an interesting word because it's fish, which is a noun, and then you're adding a suffix to it and it becomes a verb. Did you know that? I'm going to be a teacher today. So you have a noun, which is a fish, which you add an ing to it, which is suffix, and it becomes a verb. It becomes a what? An action. So the Lord gave me this. Fish stands for faith in something happening. I'll say it again. Faith in something happening. One more time. Faith in something happening. And the ing, the definition of an ing is the process or action of. So it's the process or action of faith in something happening. So it's not just about sitting around doing nothing. As Luke said yesterday, fishing, 7/8 of it is getting your pole ready. And then you finally get to put it in the water and you finally get your chance to go fishing, right? Action. Our faith has to just, it can't just be sitting around. It has to be put into action. It can't be a noun. A noun is just stating something, right? We need it to be a verb. We need our fish to add the ing to become fishing. Our doing something. Faith in something happening. So when you go to write your tithes and offerings this next week, I want you to think about fish. I want you to think about fish. I want you to think about the amazing, truly miraculous odds that someone catches a fish. Because it's not just easy. It's amazing. That fish has to be directed right to that thing. And if fishermen can have faith to catch a fish, we should be able to have faith to receive the financial blessings that the Lord has for our lives. Amen? And what do fishermen do when they catch their fish? They clean, that's right. But what else do they do? What else do they do when they catch their fish? The quietest person in the whole wide world all of a sudden becomes the loudest megaphone voice that you can imagine to share their fish story, right? Oh, they'll tell everybody in every single detail. I can remember being with my grandpa when he caught his fish and then walking down the beach to head home and hearing him tell the story over and over and over. And it was exciting to him, right? The guy's like, they don't want to just know what he caught. It was like, well, what kind of lure were you using? And how much line? How far out did you throw? And how long did you let it go down before you reeled in a little bit? They want all the details, right? That's what happens when we get financially blessed. All of a sudden, the quietest among us becomes the loudest megaphone voice of, look what God has done. And then what do people in our lives do? Well, how did that happen? And then you're going to be ready to tell your detailed story to every person that you meet about how you caught this huge fish. Faith in something happening. Let's say it together. Faith in something happening. We are going to turn into fishermen around here. And we are going to start having faith in something happening in our finances. Can you say amen? Are you excited to go fishing with me? This is going to be a fun one. It's a great summer one. I was like, Lord, you're so awesome. Nothing like just, you know, he's just strategic. And it's a great one because you see, like, fish at the store. You see fish, at, you know, on signs. So every time you see a fish, I want you to think about fish and financial blessing. Amen? All right, grab your tithes and offerings today. Whew. Lord, we just thank you so much. We thank you, Lord, that some of your first disciples, actually the first four, were fishermen. You went to the guys who knew what it was like to have faith. Maybe they didn't even know what faith was at that point. But they knew what it was like to cast their net in the water and believe in their hearts that they were going to pull something in. Truly miraculous, God. And that's why you said to them that they were not going to be fishers of fish anymore. They were going to be fishers of men, because in their minds, they had already seen the nets go out, brought in, and a harvest of fish that came with it. And Father, I pray for every person in this room, whether they've ever held a fishing pole or not, that you're going to turn us into faith fishermen, that we're going to begin to have faith for our finances like we've never had before. And I pray, Father, every time they see someone fishing, every time they see a fish, every time they smell fish in the store or smell someone cooking fish or wherever fish comes at, God, I just pray that they would think of this. Faith in something happening. But it can't just stay a noun. It's got to change into a verb. And that's the process. The process, Father, the acting out of that faith. And we just praise you and we thank you for that today. Bless every seed that's sown, Father. Anoint every person in this room, Lord, to be able to begin seeing themselves catching a fish on their line. In Jesus' name, amen.